Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My friend Mark Locke, I think I can call you that. We've spoken so many times, is in the studio. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Pleasure to be with you. Absolutely call me a friend. I feel that way when I come.
Well, last time you came, you brought a gift.
That helps.
Very much appreciate it. It doesn't help, but I just... I'd like to acknowledge that you are the creative producer of an exhibit in Skokie at Old Orchard Mall called Titanic, the exhibition. We've talked about it before on critical dates. You've also gone to the Titanic wreck itself, right?
Yeah.
And have talked to us about the Titan, the doomed exploration sub that did not make it back last year. You have done that before. You knew some of the people that died on that exhibition.
Yeah, P.H. Nargileau, the Frenchman that was such a heroic figure and known as Mr. Titanic and an expert in deep sea diving, was lost in that tragedy.
So while you've curated or produced this exhibit, which is at Old Orchard and has been extended to the end of the summer, how long it's going to be there. You're in Chicago today. Why?
Well, today's something very special, and doing the Titanic exhibition, quite frankly, I didn't know this would be part of our exhibition, but the SS Eastland rolled over in the Chicago River 109 years ago today, like you said, very close to where we can see from the studio here. And it was the picnic for folks from the Western Electric Company in Cicero were coming downtown to get aboard one of five ships to take them to Michigan City, Indiana, for the company picnic. Great expectation, a great deal of excitement, a day of food and baseball and music and dancing. And as that ship was loaded right there at the at Clark Street and the river, it started to become a little unstable. It was a very dreary and drizzly day. And when the ship finally pushed away from the dock, it rolled over.
It was lopsided with the passengers?
It was lopsided with the passengers. It was known as being an unstable ship to begin with. All the passengers went to the starboard side, but the reason it has a connection with Titanic, it had recently added extra lifeboats to the top of the ship. Now, we probably can't identify what exactly caused it to roll over, certainly everybody moving to one side, but those extra lifeboats, extra weight at the top, certainly didn't help.
Yeah. How many people were on the ship?
2,500.
That's an ocean liner. Really, 2,500.
Incredible.
I go on cruises that I talk about all the time, and we have 700 or 800 passengers.
Yep. I think 7,000 had signed up for the day to because there were other ships waiting.
Okay, but that just strikes me as remarkably overcrowded on a boat that's small enough to fit in our river.
Well, it's true, isn't it? I don't want to speak as an expert in that, but it certainly seems like a ship that was unstable and maybe at least loaded to capacity at the time, and all those other things that came together. It was quite a tragedy, and this connection to Titanic.
That's your connection to it. Ted Wachols is also on a phone line, the executive director of the Eastland Disaster Historical Society, which is 25 years old this year, and which is having an event, hosting an event at the site at LaSalle and Wacker today. He's on a phone line right now. Ted, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing perfect, Dan. Thank you for having me. And hello, Mark.
So some old family members of yours or your wife's were actually on the Eastland. Is that right?
Yes, I actually married into it. It was my wife, her grandmother, and her grandmother's family. The four of them were all on board. And fortunately, they happened to be on the wharf side of the ship when it rolled into the river. So they were trapped for several hours in between decks, staying afloat in the water. But all four of them fortunately survived. They're one of the very few families that made it out of the Eastland disaster unscathed.
Wow! And how many people did we say again perished on
844?
844.
How many?
There were three crew members.
Yeah, how many passengers on the Titanic died?
1,500 out of 2,200.
1,500.
Now, I say passengers, people. Actually, less than 844, right around 800, 700 plus were crew members. So more passengers, if you will, died right here in the Chicago River than on the very famous Titanic.
The boat rolls over, and then people are trapped either under the boat or in the boat, but they can't get out. Is that what happens, Ted?
Yes. If you can imagine, the boat was filled. It was filled to capacity, but in reality, it was shoulder to shoulder on all the decks. And if you can imagine, in a matter of just a few minutes, a ship basically the size of a football field that ran pretty much from LaSalle all the way to Clark. If you can imagine that rolling toward the riverside, in a matter of minutes, all those people that were jammed aboard came crushing down to the one side of the ship, the low side, and of course all the other debris and benches and chairs and refrigerators and whatnot also slid across. So many of the people, we don't know an exact number, of course, but in as much as many drowned, there's also quite a few, probably half maybe, that were crushed to death and asphyxiated.
Yeah, right, from the debris. I can hear in the background, it sounds like you guys are setting up for an event at noon today. Is that right, Ted?
Yes, down here at the Riverwalk, the beautiful Chicago Riverwalk at the Clark Street Bridge.
So you're having a ceremony there. Tell me what you're going to do there today.
Yeah, we host this annually. It's a way to remember. It's a way for Chicago to remember. We don't want to forget. We have some families that came in from out of state this year, so they'll be special guests. But the United States Coast Guard will also be here. They participate with each year in the commemoration ceremony. The Coast Guard, of course, is what keeps our seas safe these years. And they're all about ensuring the stability of passenger vessels. So they participate with us. As Mark mentioned earlier, the Eastland was unstable, and that is what caused it to roll over that morning. So the Coast Guard presence is always a very big part of this. It's also very, very respectful ceremony. Yeah. So that's at 12 noon.
Well, in fact, I'm just looking at the itinerary. I know it starts at 11:45. The Coast Guard arrives in a boat on a river. On the river, flowers are handed off. Then there's opening remarks. It concludes at 12:30 today at the corner of Clark Street and Wacker Drive on the River Walk in Chicago. Gentlemen, we got to wrap this up, but you have some of the artifacts then of the Eastland at Old Orchard Mall where the Titanic exhibit.
Yeah, nothing like artifacts. Real pieces of history bring history to life, and we've got these amazing artifacts, connections to families that were lost, and people that were saved as well. Those families actually gathered at the exhibit on Saturday night. People from, I think, what was it, Ted? 20 or 8 states, 26 families were there, and it was quite a moving experience and very cathartic, I'm sure, for the families.
Yeah. 109 years ago today, and 25 years, Ted's organization has been in existence, the Eastland Disaster Historical Society, and they kick things off in about 15 minutes. Ted, have a good day. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us, John. Appreciate it.
And Mark Locke, anytime you got a story to tell, we'll tell it. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be with you, John.